Greetings to everyone in the house, those that are viewing tonight. I want you to say out of your own mouth, this is the greatest season. You have to say it with conviction and revelation. This is the greatest season of my life. You know why? He reigns and rules. He rules over the nations of the earth. He rules over the circle of the earth. Blessed be the name of the Lord. This is Prophetic Wednesday. We just want to hear from God. Want to hear and know we will hear what the Spirit of the Lord says to you, the body. Because God is faithful and He said, those that hunger and thirst after me, after my righteousness, He said, I will fill you. Because He reigns and rules. It's who He is and what He does. The Word says, make a joyful noise. It said, sing to Him in psalms and in hymns. So we do that all the time because He said to. I like to do what God said to do. You know why? He reigns and rules. Who He is and what He does, He's God. He reigns and rules. Holy One. The only One. Faithful and true. He reigns and rules. That's who He is and what He does. His Word is true. And He does everything He said He would do because He reigns and rules. His Word is true. He reigns and rules over you, cares about you, keeps you, leads and guides you, keeps you from fear, from anguish and fear, leads you in the way you're supposed to go. All you need to know is He reigns and rules. He's the Lord of heaven 24/7. He reigns and rules. He's the one that set the heavens in place, the stars in the sky, the moon in the space, the sun, don't you see? He's the Lord. He's God over me. He reigns and rules. He reigns and rules over you and me. It's plain to see He's Lord God Almighty. He's the Holy One eternally. He'll never doubt. He never doubt your faith, never find you fault. He's righteous and true. It's how He sees you through Jesus' Son, the only begotten One of the Father. He reigns and rules. He reigns and rules, can't you see? His Word is true over you. His Word is true over me. Mighty God, Prince of Peace, Holy One, He said, call on me, I'll answer you. Call for the rain. He fills the sky with His clouds, covers you and rains on the seed of promise that He said is so true. You see, He reigns and rules over me and you. Say it. Lord, You reign and rule, it's true. Lord, You reign and rule, Your Word is true. Everlasting, mighty God, that's You. You reign from heaven 24/7. You reign and rule, Lord. We praise You. We glorify You tonight. God of heaven, be glorified in this place, over the air. Be glorified in the earth. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. The world and all they that dwell in it. He's faithful in all of His ways. He's everlasting. When you begin to praise, walk away from you. You know, sometimes our biggest idol is the person we look at in the mirror. We have the tendency sometimes to try and move God to please us. And instead of seeking God's will for our lives, we're seeking Him to approve our will. And it's all about who He is, what He said He'd do, He'll do. He's faithful and true. So I'm going to ask you tonight, here in the house and those that are viewing, worship Him. Wherever you're sitting, wherever you're standing, raise your hands and just say, Lord God, my God, You reign and You rule. Come on, You reign and You rule. Your word is true. You're doing everything You said You would do. You can't fail me. I know that it's true. Because from the heavens, Lord, and in the earth, You reign and rule 24/7, Lord God. You set it in the earth and You set it in the heavens. You are the Lord over all things at all times. You reign and rule, and it's true. We know it to be so. We're ready to get up and we're ready to go. Take a step in the future. See Your plan fulfilled. But never ending, God. One moment after another. One season after another. Says the Spirit of the Lord. Our God is eternal. His ways are eternal. And He brings us from one victory to another victory. From one glory to another glory. You will never run out of a story of God doing something in His glory. Doing it in you, doing it through you, doing it so the people around you can say, He's the Lord God Almighty. The Lord is with you. He's being glorified through you. We cannot deny, even with our eye. God has made it plain. He's wiped away all your stain. He's sanctified you, made you new. And even more than that, He's taking you through. From glory to glory, from faith to faith, from this place to that place. God is with you in every space, at all moment, at all time. He is the Lord, and He reigns, and He rules. It's true. What you believe Him to do, He's going to do for you. Because He's God. And He reigns and rules. Not by might nor by power, but by His Spirit. From one place and one time of testimony and praise to another space and another time of testimony and praise. Look how great the Lord is. Look what God has done. He's building it line upon line, precept upon precept, stone upon stone, layer upon layer. The Lord is building a fortress and a house for His glory. And it's our faith and our standing believing God. When you don't know what to say or what to do or how to think, the Lord says, I'll think through you, for my word is true to you, and I'll do in you what I said I would do. Don't ever doubt that my word towards you is true. I revealed it to you so you would know and say, God has said it, and it's here to stay. The Lord will fulfill every word He has promised. He's faithful in all of His ways. Just worship Him tonight. We're prophetically calling for the glory of God in this house. The presence of the Lord to be magnified and manifest in and through you. Such a personal experience, such a personal moment with God, such a time where you say, I can see my future. I'm not worried about me because I see my future. I not only see where I am, but I see where I'm going. God said to Moses, it's not only where you are. See, sometimes people just want to stay like the Egyptians wanted to keep the Israelites in bondage, and they believed what the Israelites said. They believed that they were in captivity to them, but they really weren't. God's word was why they were where they are, because of their hearts. And the Lord wanted to still their hearts so they would know that God is God. That was the whole point, that they would know that God is God. Sometimes we believe what people say. You believe the bad news, the negative news, the say it's never going to happen, no way news. But God said, my word is true. I'm going to bring it through you. So those around you can say, God did it His way, and His way is perfect. Doesn't have to coincide with my understanding or the way I think it should play out or in the time frame. Because see, here's the thing. We see time as coming and ending, but God is all time. and it never ends. He never brings you to an end. He always brings you to a brand new beginning, the dawn of a brand new season. We're standing in the brand new era of insight and revelation. The divide will become greater and greater and greater. But with that divide, the glory of the Lord will be made known. God told Moses, go and set my people free. And there's always those questions. How am I going to do it? You know, the big bad people out there, they're going to stop. They're going to hinder. They're going to throw up blocks. They're going to say, who are you to come and tell me what to do? But God has a different way. His ways are perfect. He said, my ways are higher than your ways, and my thoughts are beyond you. But he didn't say he's going to leave you there. He said, I'll bring you into my ways. God brought the children of Israel into a place where God was going to do wonders, and that's what God has done with you tonight. He's brought you into a place, and it's not just in a flat or a dead or a vain word. It's in a word of power. He has you right where he wants you. And he said to Moses, I want you to see your future. The Israelites and I cannot see it right now. And I'm going to be that voice for you tonight by the word of the Lord. He said, they can't see where they're going, so they doubt their future. And they said to Moses, when the Egyptians came out, the word says the Israelites looked up and saw a multitude of people, a great army coming after them. And I love this because it just doesn't matter what the multitude looks like, how many, how big, how much, or how defeated or incapable you may feel. The word of the Lord is true. God never changes his course. He never changes in who he is. It doesn't matter if it's 10,000 years ago, 1,000 years ago, yesterday or today. He is the same. And the Israelites were dying in their spirit before the Egyptians ever got close to them. But God said, when they cried out to Moses and they said, why, aren't there enough graves in Egypt? We could have died there. Why did you bring us out here to die? And then they said, we told you we were happy staying where we were. Sometimes you just get happy being in bondage. You're all right if people are just ruling over you, ideas are ruling over you. No one ever has to come into your home to rule over you. But you begin to believe those things that don't coincide with the word of the Lord. That's when doubt creeps in. And then your mind becomes very fleshy and your mind can't see your future. And then you begin to doubt whether or not you have one. But God said to Moses, he said, listen, he said, why are you crying to me? He said, go forward. Go forward where? See your future. Move forward. God's saying to this generation today, no matter who you are, what you've been through, or where you are, you're still here. And God's still saying, as he said to Moses, I want you to go on. Stop crying to me. He said, go on. And then he said something pretty profound. He said, I want you, Moses, to raise your staff over the sea. Raise your hand over it. Show the people there's a future. Announce to the people. God's saying to you tonight, announce to yourself, announce to your household, there's a future. I can see it. And when you see it, you're going to go there. Deuteronomy again, 29:29. Secrets belong to God. But once they're revealed, they belong to you and to your seed and your seed's seed. You generate a multitude, a generational blessing from the Lord just because you see your future because of the word of God. God said, I'm going to set you free. I'm going to lead you out. He said, I'm going to take you into a land of promise. Sometimes we want to step out of our bad space into the place that we just dream of. But what God's saying is, I want to strengthen your heart. I want you to know that the place didn't announce your future. I did. Where you're going didn't tell you it's going to be all right. What someone said isn't telling you what it's going to be. I'm telling you because I'm the author and the finisher. I am the Lord. He reigns and he rules. That's who he is and that's what he does. And he does it 24/7. When you're awake, he's reigning. When you're worrying, he's reigning. When you're praising, he's reigning. When you're sleepy, he's reigning. When you're out, he's reigning. When you wake up and you sleep in your eyes, he's reigning. He reigns and he rules. But he doesn't just reign and rule as God over things. He reigns and rules as God through things, through you, because he's love, perfect, absolute, nothing but love all the time. Total love. God of love. God cares. watching over you. He reigns and rules. In what peace, he said. He is the God of peace. He is the God of love. He said, I will strengthen you. I'll give you many days. You'll see a land of promise. I just want you to see your future. So he said to Moses, you see it for them. Instead of crying to me, do what I've already told you to do. Raise your hand over the staff, over the sea. Take your staff in your hand and point in that direction. Show them where they're going. Let them see the future. Because God's saying, all I need is someone to believe. In the moment that you believe and show the future, because I've given you dominion in the earth, because I'm going to rule through my people. I'm going to glorify myself through my people. I'm going to make you a witness to everyone around you that I'm good God with you. So I just need somebody to stand up. And tonight we're standing against your sea, whatever that sea is in your life. And I'm pointing my hand over and I'm telling you, there's a future. On the other side of where you are today, what you're thinking, what you're feeling, what you're believing, whatever you're going through, there's a victory that supersedes your fear, your doubt, your unbelief. God said, I know these people doubt me. I know they're not believing right now. But Moses, I just want you to do one thing. I want you to point at your future. Your future isn't here. Your future isn't where you came from. Your future's on the other side. Your future's on the other side. Raise your staff. Raise your hand over it. And the word of the Lord said that the angel of the Lord was in front of the Israelites. And we like that. We like it when we feel God preceding us. You can see Him. The blessings are there. Good news is coming. Things are happening. You're all excited. That doesn't mean you're seeing the future. It means you're looking at the present. You're just looking at right now. And right now is okay. He is the here and now. This is the day. But the minute God points His finger at the future, you're not looking at everything that you want to see. You're seeing what God wants you to see. And He's saying that to you tonight. We sat there and we try to work it out and figure it out, play it over and over in our minds. And God just says, if you just stop and believe me, see your future. It's brighter than you could imagine. And it's in me wanting to live in you. And the word says the angel of the Lord that was in front of them, you can see, there's, look at the glory. Look at the cloud. Clouds in front of us. Life is good. But the word of the Lord says, and the word of the Lord is true, because He reigns and He rules. The word of the Lord says the angel went away from in front of them. And you and I both know, we all know, what the initial emotion was. Oh no. I can't see the angel of the Lord anymore. And then the word said the cloud followed the angel. So two departings. Angel departed from in front and the cloud departed from in front. But God didn't leave them. God says, I'm creating a barrier because all I want you to do is I want you to stop looking at what's in front of you. I want you to prophetically see your future. I want you to look beyond the stairway you've been looking at. I want you to look beyond your feet right where you're looking at, where you're standing. And I want you to see what I'm saying. Because the word of the Lord is a word that takes you. The word of God isn't just it is a comforting word. It's a life-giving word. It's a peaceful word. But it's a word of power. It's a word of power. And when God's word, see, power is all about one really specific thing. Power is all about change. The sun and the moon and the stars, by the power of God, by the word of God, the word of His power, they're held in place, but they never stand still. There's constant movement. And we see change. And the newness comes when the change comes. God's renewing you right now. You can take your seats. God's renewing you right now in your spirit. God's renewing you right now. Because you're having to look at your future. And when you look at your future, your spirit is renewed because you can see I'm not only here, I'm over there. It's not just about where I am today. I know it's going to be better than all right. It's going to be continuing. It's going to be great. It's going to be new. It's going to be fresh. My faith is being elevated. My heart is being exalted towards my God. I'm having to look outside of the shell of who I am through the window of this temple and see the glory of the Lord coming. And the word says that the angel of the Lord went behind them and the cloud went behind them. And then it did something else. It gave the Israelites light, and all the enemy were in darkness. And the word says they couldn't come near one another. No evil is going to befall you. No enemy is going to come nigh you. God is the cloud, says the word of the Lord. He is your shield. He is your everlasting hope. He is your rear guard. He is the light that shines before you and behind you. He is God that keeps you and covers you, but He also shows you the brightness of a new day. God said to Moses something incredibly powerful. We look at the trying times and whatever they may be. Everyone has something. They're having to look not just beyond. It's not about looking just beyond the issue. It's about looking without the issue. It's just about seeing what God has said about you. If it's nothing less, then God, your word is true. You're with me. And you've given me the brightness of a new day, the dawning of a new future, an open door of wisdom and revelation. You're leading me into a place and a time where I'm going to glorify you right here in the earth. You know, I know a lot of people are looking to get out of here. I've said it before, and this coming Sunday I'm going to expound on it. The kingdom of God isn't just coming out of the sky. Jesus made that clear. The kingdom of God is being revealed in the earth. That's what he said. That's what Jesus said. And he said, when you pray, I want you to pray that the kingdom of God would be manifest here in the earth like it is in heaven. Because when it is, it's going to be different than it's ever been before. But God said to Moses about Pharaoh, what he's saying to you today, because he reigns and rules. He never changes. He's the same. He said, move forward. Moses prophesied and he said, fear not, because after today, it's going to be the dawn of a new day. He said, after today, as a matter of fact, you're not going to see Pharaoh. You're not going to see today, tomorrow. See tomorrow as a new day. The dawning of a brand new day. And we see it, we're viewing it from right here where you are. So God said to Moses, he said, I'm going to get my glory through the Egyptians. I'm going to get my glory through Pharaoh. I'm going to gain my glory through Pharaoh. I'm going to gain my glory through his chariots. I'm going to gain my glory through his armies. Raise your staff and stretch it out over the sea and divide the waters so that the Israelites can go through the sea on dry ground. In other words, Moses, if you don't show it, they're not going to do it. God's saying that to you. For you, for yourself, for your house, your family, your friends, for the nations of the earth. I'm pointing my finger. I'm pointing my hand. And I'm saying there's a future that's so beyond imagination. And in this great divide that is coming in the earth, at the same time will be a great rain. Just as God divided between the Israelites and the Egyptians, between Moses and Pharaoh, he created a great divide so one could not come near another. So it will be in this day. And the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, which is the word of the Lord coming through those that believe what God has said and declare it as thus says the word of the Lord. They will see the future because God will reveal. For the Holy Spirit will show you things to come. And that new day of awakening will come. Because as Moses stretched forth his hand, and said, let us go to the other side. So we say, let us go to the other side. Raise your hands and say of the Lord, let us go to the other side. Moses, you have to raise your hand over the sea. You have to raise your staff over the sea so the people can, so they can go through the other side on dry ground. You're looking at the sea and God's saying, stretch your hand over the sea, stretch your staff over the sea, my hand and this stick over the sea, and we're going to walk on dry ground to the other side. It doesn't look like that. And God said, yeah, a stick is all it takes. A word and a step. A stick and a song. Say of the Lord. And he said, I will harden the heart of the Egyptians so that they will go in after them. And I will gain glory through Pharaoh and all his army and through his chariots and his horses. And the Egyptians, the nations, the leaders of unrighteousness will know that I am the Lord. Again, when I get or gain my glory through Pharaoh, his chariots, his armies, his horses, I will get my glory through whatever you're facing. All I want you to do is say, my future is great in the Lord. God has opened up the dawning of a brand new day for me. It's going to be better than it's ever been before. This is the dawning of a new era. This is the season of my faith. I can see the glory. He's taking me from this glory, which is wonderful, but I see another glory. I see another glory, and I see another glory, and I see another faith. Why? So God is glorified in me and through me, so I stand in the blessing and the abundance of the Lord, because it is raining abundance. God is dominion in the earth. He was dominion in the garden. He's dominion today. He reigns and he rules. The beauty of the garden is the beauty of the earth today. God's calling to a people saying, all I want you to do is point your finger. Stop your complaining. Your future is not filled with complaints. It's filled with the glory of the Lord. As long as you continue to bring your past into the present, you'll never be able to see your future. I will say of the Lord, he is my strength. He is my shield. He is the everlasting one. He's the lifter up of my head. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for you're with me. Your rod, your staff, they comfort me. Right now you're preparing a table before me in the presence of my enemies, and my cup is just running over. Surely goodness and mercy is going to follow me all the long days of my long life, and I'm going to dwell in the sanctuary, the house, the presence, the glory of the Lord forever. I'm a light on a hill. God will get his glory through whatever you're facing. Just say, I have a future and it's bright and it's good. Fear not, for the Lord your God is greatly with you. Instead of thinking about the advantage you might have, think about the advantage God has given you. What is that advantage? To really, truly believe, love, trust, obey him, and to act like God. That's what he said. He said, act like me. Don't talk about me. Talk like me. Talk like me. Talk like me. I in you and you in me, as a branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine. No more can you except you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Herein is the Father glorified, that you bear much fruit. God, we give you praise tonight. The strength of the Lord is in this place, in this moment of time, touching you, encouraging you, healing you, strengthening you, telling you the day before you is bright, filled with rejoicing and favor and love and peace. Believe the Lord, and you will be established. Believe its prophets, and you will succeed. Great is God over us, in us, and through us. Because of Him, because through Him, and right back to Him are all things, to whom again, there's the word, be glory, honor, and praise. Because He reigns and He rules. Because He reigns and He rules. Father, we praise You tonight in Your magnificent, mighty name. We praise You. We love and we worship You. As you bask in the presence of the Lord right now, so the Lord is covering you. You're bathing in His healing presence, healing your body, healing your spirit, healing your mind, mending your memory, cleansing your memory. So all you believe, as David said, I meditate upon Your word. That's what I see. My past is Your word. My present is Your word. My future is Your word. And Your word is life. Your word is power. Your word is true. God speaking to you tonight. What do you hear God saying to you right now? That's the word of the Lord. That's what your future looks like. God before you, who can be against you? No one. He reigns and rules. His word is true. And we praise You, Lord, because You know exactly what to do, and You're doing it, because You've established us in Your word. You foretold us before we knew to speak, before we knew to hope, before we knew to dream. We're all a part of God. And no part of God. You are a part of God. Only great, foolish arrogance would think you're here because someone else wanted you here. And it could be with the same foolishness and believing the past that you would think that God has left you or not with you. He can't leave you. He's everywhere present. He's Almighty God. You may not acknowledge Him because you don't like the time. But God will take the time and turn it into daylight and show you the brightness of a new day and His favor. But He's God and He reigns and He rules. And He's taking you where you need to go. His word is true. His word about you is true. What is it? I'll bless you. I'll keep you. I'll strengthen you. I'll lead you. I'll guide you. I'll open up the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing on you. I'll make you a witness for Me. I'll make you a light in the world. People will call you blessed because God reigns and rules. He is the Lord of heaven and earth, all that is and was, and all that is yet to come. He is the Lord of heaven. He's with you because He's everywhere present. He rules over the circle of the earth that you live on. There isn't a place you can go and God isn't there. Where can I go from the presence of the Lord? And where would I flee from His Spirit? If I were to take the wings of the morning and fly to the uttermost part of the earth, You'd be there too. You would find Me. If I make My bed in Sheol, there You are. And wherever I am, You will lead and guide me. Where could I possibly go from the presence of the Lord? Nowhere. It's the heart. It's not what you do, it's why you do what you do. Not what you do, it's why you do it. And if we do it with the intent, God, I just want You to be glorified. I want to be who I am. And who am I? I'm a part of you. Everyone is a part of God, called the body of Christ. Everyone is a part of God. All that will believe and call on his name, believe that Jesus is Lord to the glory of God. He's your Savior, your Redeemer. Everyone is a part of God. Say, I am a part of God. And if you don't believe it, that's your foolishness. How did you do? How did you call out your name? Did you decide you were going to be a seed in your mother's womb? Did you say, yeah, my mom didn't want me? Well, greater witness than that, then here you are. Even if your parents didn't want you, God still called out your name. Here you are. He watches over you. He's your true father. Everyone is a part of God, and no part of God is incomplete. So you aren't either. Now we are complete in him who is the head of all principalities and powers, all realms and all dominion. He is the Lord God Almighty. And God, we praise you. Are you ready to pull on heaven tonight? Those in the house and those that are viewing, stand to me, with me tonight. Let's believe God for the great God that he is. And let's just glorify him tonight. There isn't anything you need that he hasn't already provided. He's just saying to you, I want you to point your finger, raise your hand over the sea, Moses. Say, we're going to the other side. And you probably know the story. He did it. And God did what he always does. And God could have done it. He could have told Moses, just sit back. He did say, stand still. All I need you to do is see your future. All I want you to do is point your hand over to the other side and say, that's where I'm going. Whatever that day is for you, you don't have to know all about it. You don't have to know a lot of anything about it except it's there. They didn't know a lot about the land of Canaan. They had to send in 12 spies to tell them what it looked like. And then when they did see it, it was intimidating. Your blessing is going to intimidate you until you realize it's not by might or by power, but it's by his spirit. You think the hard time, listen, hell isn't challenging you. Heaven is. Heaven is your challenge tonight, and it's a good one, because heaven is saying, like Paul said, he said, I saw it. He said, I was running a race. I'm going to keep the faith. I'm going to finish this course. I'm going from one form of glory to another form of glory, because the Lord my God is with me. If you believe it, say, I do. If you believe it, say, I do. It's true. We all know this rope represents what Jesus said. Kingdom of heaven isn't over here, over there. It's in you. You're tied to it. You're connected to it. And whatever you release from the earth is going to be released in the heavens to the earth. And we're releasing. We're tied to heaven 24/7. We pull on heaven. What does that mean? We call upon God. We declare the glory of the Lord being manifest in the earth, and God is glorified. Saving, healing, delivering, setting free, opening eyes, showing a future, a bright new day, that God is glorified in it. And he said to Moses, as he's saying to you, I'm doing this in you and through you because I'm with you and I love you. And all the nations, all the people are going to see that I am the Lord God who is with you. God is with you. God is with you tonight. And if God is for you, then that means nothing can be against you. And if God is with you, he is for you. See, the Egyptians were in the same time zone and walking on the same soil as the Israelites. But they didn't believe God. They were just after what they wanted. But the Israelites were saying, hey, God, don't know where we're going or how we're going to do it. And Moses said, well, I'm going to tell you. That's your job. That's your call tonight and moving forward. I'm going to tell you that it's great. I don't have to know what it all looks like. So Moses said, let's send 12 spies, go check it out. And again, even when they saw the blessing of the Lord, it intimidated them. They saw what they thought they were going to have to overcome. And God said, Not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. The battle isn't yours, it's mine. It belongs to me. I'm going before you. God has gone before you tonight. You're not going to get a victory. You're just going to realize that the blessing of the Lord isn't something you're going to get. The blessing of the Lord is something He's made you to be. The blessing of the Lord rests on you so heavily and so gloriously and so mightily. The Egyptians didn't have the power of God on their side because they were insane. But God said, I'm in control of it all. It looks like there's an enemy just chasing you down. But I want you to know, I've already told the story. I've already commanded his heart because he won't acknowledge me. He won't love me. But I'm still going to work through him whether he likes it or believes it or not. Because I reign and I rule. And I'm asking you to believe my word. I'm telling you, if you will believe my word, I will do wonders through you. And these Egyptians and this Pharaoh and this army and this chariot, these chariots you see today, you won't see tomorrow. You're not going to see the problem you saw today, tomorrow, if you'll just look for your future and say, the word of the Lord is before me. I have already been called blessed. God has already assigned me to be a witness of His glory, His blessing, His favor, His strength, His health, His peace, His power. That's who I am. That's where I'm going. Your faith in Him allows Him to be who He is in and through you. And God is good every day, all the time, every place, in every way. And it is the Lord who is with you. He has not forsaken you. He will lead you in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. He will go before you and guide you in the path of peace and wisdom and strength and health and joy and peace and love and laughter. God will prove Himself to be God with you, God in you, God through you. Just worship Him and say, the Lord God Almighty, He reigns and rules, and God is with me. You believe it? Give the Lord a shout tonight. Give the Lord a shout. Nebuchadnezzar could only see what he had. And see, that was the problem sometimes when kings just gained great wealth. They just saw what they had. Didn't realize they were losing sight of their future. And then got all caught up in themselves. And let me tell you something. You may or may not know this. When you have great wealth, it's typically accompanied by great worry. You may not think so, but it is. How do I keep? How do I cover my title, my name, my power, my position? The word says, unless the Lord build a house, they that build it may build it in vain. And except the Lord watch it, those that watch, watch in vain. God watches those that seek Him, that call upon His name. But the blessing of the Lord is not a weight to you. The blessing of the Lord is His honor and His favor. And it may look like you don't have what you need, but you have so much beyond what you need. But so many times kings look at their present and they get caught up in their past. Don't want to go back like the Egyptians. Couldn't see their future. I mean the Israelites couldn't see their future. Caught up in their past. And you lose sight of your future. And when you do, your power begins to just dwindle and dissipate. And fear creeps in. And doubt creeps in. You think, if I only had this and if I only had that. No, if you realize what you do have, then you're going to be all right. You're going to be better than all right. You're going to be better than it's ever been before. But God says you've had it all along. I just want you to believe that I'm God with you. So Nebuchadnezzar had so much wealth and fame and power, just kept looking at himself, and he got stripped of it, turned himself, literally, by his disobedience, God's word, into a beast. And the only thing that brought him out was the word says that he looked up and he said, God rules in His heavens. God reigns. God rules. And when he did, he saw a future. He came out. God restored him, put his back in his kingdom. God's going to restore you, but not where you were. He's going to restore you beyond where you've ever been. And this is that season. So with all that word in you tonight, I want you to grab onto your, if you have a wristband, you can tug on it. You can just Use your imaginary rope. Just hold on to it. Here, pull with me tonight. Hear, O heavens, and hear, O earth, for the Lord our God has spoken, and His word stands true and sure. Health, well-being, healing into you that are in the house, those that are viewing, every one of you, receive the word of the Lord. Joy, peace, and soundness of mind to everyone in the house and those that are viewing. Receive the word of the Lord. Hear, O heavens, and give ear, O earth. Let the glory of the Lord be poured out. Your kingdom be manifest in the earth as it is in the heavens. We pull upon the kingdom and the heavens of God. Hear, O heavens, give ear, O earth, for the Lord God has spoken. Let the glory of the Lord be manifest in you and through you and around you, that you and everyone around you will know that the Lord God, He reigns and He rules, and the Lord is with you. The Lord is for you, not against you, and He is leading you in the way He would have you to go. Blessed be the name of the Lord, for your future is great, abundant, strong, healthy, joyous, peaceful, powerful. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, His Christ, we pray, we declare it, yes, and in His name, amen. And everyone in the house and everyone out there shouted, yeah! Come on, do it. He reigns and rules. We know it's true. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now take a minute and just do this. Say, what do we say? Give the Lord a shout. Give the Lord a shout. Give the Lord a shout of praise. Lift your hands. Lift your horn. Bless His holy name. Give the Lord a shout. Give God a shout. Give the Lord a shout of praise. Lift your hands. Lift your voice. Bless His holy name. Come on. Give the Lord a shout. Give God a shout. Yeah! Give the Lord a shout of praise. Lift your voice and lift your hands. Bless His holy name. Give the Lord a shout. Give God a shout. Give the Lord a shout of praise. Lift your voice. Lift your hands. Bless His holy name. And say, if God be for me, who could be against me? No one. Say, if God be for me, who could be against me? No one. Say it again. If God be for me, who could be against me? No one. Say it. If God be for me, who could be against me? Say it. You know what to do, because the Lord has called you. He watches over you night and day, because there is no night in His way. He's the Lord, and night and light are the same to Him. He walks among His people by His Spirit. He tells you where to go and what to do, that He's the Lord God. He's always with you. Not to be afraid and not to doubt. Don't sit there sad. Don't sit there and just pout. But lift up your voice and glorify His name, saying, the Lord God Almighty, He will never change. He is with me, for me, and not against me. He has blessed me, called me, and chosen me. He is the Lord, the everlasting one. He is great. He is good. He is my God. And the Lord is leading me in the days of blessing and favor and increase and abundance. The Lord is leading me in the way of righteousness and truth. He will keep me in all my ways. I will not be afraid, for the Lord my God is mighty, and the Lord is mightily with me. Give the Lord a shout tonight. Come on, one more time. Give the Lord a shout. Give the Lord a shout. Give the Lord a shout. Shout of praise. Lift your voice. Yeah! Lift your voice. Yeah! your voice and bless his holy name. We bless your name, great God of heaven and earth, God of me and all I have and all I know and all I see, everlasting, eternal one, Prince of perfect, perfect peace. You are the Lord who guides me. You give us power to cross the greatest sea. You open up our eyes to see who we are meant to be. We declare in Jesus' name, that's exactly the way it's going to be. If you believe it, give the Lord a shout of praise tonight. The altar is open for your worship, your tithe, your offering, your gifts. Come before the Lord and just bless Him. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Sow a seed in the soil of this word tonight. Gentlemen, let's just make a sound in the house. Come on. Hear a sound from heaven. Sky is growing thick, thick with clouds that will rain on the seed that God has sown inside of you. Seed of glory, seed of favor, seed of strength and peace and power, seed of soundness, seed of joy. For the Lord has established you in the earth tonight. He is your great protector. He is the everlasting one. He is the Lord that watches over you to keep you, to guide you, to protect you, to give you wisdom and revelation, to let you know things you don't know. And by His Spirit, He will reveal things yet to come. Great, glorious, and mighty things, exceeding the imagination, exceeding your ability to even ask or petition. He exceeds all that we know to do, for He is great and He reigns and He rules. Come on, gentlemen, go. Come on. Make a sound unto the Lord. Make a holy sound, sound of worship, sound of praise. Make a joyful sound unto the Lord. Shout unto God, all you nations. I prophesy that the nations will shout unto the Lord within this great divide. As it was in the day of Moses, so it will be in this day. There will be a great divide. Dark will be so exceedingly dark, but yet it will not come nigh the righteous. And the righteous will move forward and declare, we are going away. We have not gone before. For the Lord is doing a new thing in the earth. He has foretold it, and it is springing forth. And we are walking in the path. The waters have parted. The day of newness have dawned on us. The light shines before us. And the Lord is doing wonders, for He is great and greatly to be praised. Give the Lord a shout tonight. Father, we give You praise for the seed sown tonight. Every gift and every giver. God, be glorified in it, we pray. Rain upon the seed of Your glory. We pray, Lord, Your favor, Your will, Your word, Your mind, Your wisdom, Your righteousness. There is a great awakening coming into the earth, even as we declare it tonight, and it will spring forth, and the Lord will be glorified. Give the Lord a shout. Give the Lord a shout. You are dismissed. We'll see you Sunday. Go out with the prophetic. Shout!